Obviously, we're disappointed in the verdict, but we work every day in a system of justice. We believe in the system of justice. And I've been a prosecutor for 37 years, and 37 years I've never quarreled with a jury's verdict, and I'm not going to start today.
Susan Drake, were there many arguments in discussion?
No, we were just going over the evidence and the 108 pages of jury instructions. It took a long time to go with the information.
Was there ever a time, Ellie, where someone wanted to vote for conviction?
Yes.
More than one. Oh, by the way, let me correct. I said three quarters. And our Raymond Hultman, our fantastic engineer juror, corrected me that we are two-thirds of the jury. We're not three-quarters. He'll never be back. Take a good look at him. You don't correct the host. Back to you, Ellie.
Yes, sir.
Was there more than one that wanted a conviction on maybe one of the counts?
There were a couple of things that I wanted. I can't even remember them now, to be honest with you, without my notes and paper here in front of me. But there was a couple of things that I thought that he was guilty of, but we couldn't prove it. And so we had to go with not being able to prove it. We had no choice.
We had some different people tell us that they thought he was a predator, but that was not proven in this case.
Exactly.
How many of you, by show of hands, thought that he was a predator in his life? And the rest of you do not know that, right?
I don't believe it at all.
No. Absolutely not.
Nope.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
And what do you make of all the testimony you heard from the previous kid who got a settlement?
Well, he got a settlement. You know,
there were no charges filed. Never went to
trial.
There was no trial.
No criminal case.
No.
It was a civil case, and there was a settlement in that case.
Was there ever a time where you thought, Tammy, that there were time in that trial where you thought, I'm going for guilty here? In your mind, going home at night.
I don't really think there was. You know, I sat and I replayed everything in my head over and over again, and I tried not to stick to one thing or the other and to listen to everything thoroughly. I can't say there was anything that convinced me to say guilty ever throughout the whole trial.
What was the prosecution's weakness, Raymond?
Well, I think...
What didn't they do right?
Well, I think the prosecution did everything they could possibly do with this case. I think that the problem was the family, but as the prosecutor would tell you, they don't pick their victims, is what they said. And in this case, the accuser and his family had some real credibility problems, and that was kind of the key to the whole issue.
So even though you thought he may have been in the past a predator, they didn't prove it in this case.
That's right. And the evidence from the 1993-94 incident was allowed to come into the case only for that purpose, which was to provide either evidence that he showed a pattern for doing this kind of thing or he didn't. And then you could use that as you would.
And you didn't see that as a pattern?
I saw it as a pattern.
But?
But there wasn't enough evidence to prove that he had molested the accuser in this case.
Paulina, why do you think the record is clear to you on him?
You know, I want to say, you know, I think the prosecution did a wonderful job. They, you know, went through it with a fine-tooth comb. And, you know, I think Mr. Sneddon, you know, he did his best. And we have to, you know, really... give them credit for that, but there was nothing, you know, I mean, we had a closet full of evidence. There was nothing in that closet that was able to convince any of us of the alleged crimes. And, I mean, it was, I kept waiting, you know, and waiting throughout the trial, you know, when are they going to bring in some kind of evidence that was, you know, going to, you know, be convincing? And
the prior evidence didn't work on this, the settlement thing.
Well, in this case, you know.
It didn't work.
Didn't work for us. No. He's absolutely innocent of all these alleged.
Did you go over? Was there a chance you would have convicted anything guilty, Susan, on one of the minor counts?
Nothing. I went in there with the courage to convict a celebrity because I really believe in doing what's right, And witness after witness, I was more convinced of the innocence because of the motivations of financial gain and revenge. It was just amazing the way it was laid out.
So when accusers say this is celebrity justice and celebrities can get justice, all of you would say no to that?
No.
Absolutely not.
You could divorce the fact that Michael Jackson was a superstar from, your thoughts. Was that
in that courtroom, he didn't look like a superstar.
What was it like to look at him every day?
Well, he wore white socks every day.
Did he look at you a lot?
Yeah.
He looked like a very unhealthy man.
Now, towards the end, he just was looking a little swollen. I mean, I saw him every day.
I think it was very stressful in that
It was stressful.
You know, all of us. I mean, it took its toll on all of us.
Yeah.
You know, we... there was days that, you know, like you mentioned, were boring, you know, and, you know, things were just, like, too hard to keep your eyes open. We had some humorous moments, too, you know. We had some good laughs.
Yes. But one thing I can say, anyway, in admiration for his mother, she was the one person, the one relative that was there every single solitary day.
Michael's mother.
Michael's mother. She never missed a day, and she always looked lovely. And sat there with such dignity.
Did you like Mesereau?
I thought he was an excellent lawyer. I would have Mesereau on my team any day.
Did you like the prosecutor?
They did love him.
Yeah. Did you like the judge?
Yeah. Oh, very much.
Love the judge.
Love the judge.
Oh, we'll ask about that. We'll be right back. Don't go with 2/3 of the jury. Right after this.
You never know what a jury is going to do. You don't know those 12 people. They're not personal friends of yours. You don't know what makes them tick. But I always had a good feeling about this jury. I always felt that our case was going in very well, and I always thought the truth would prevail. And I really felt that these jurors were very independent-minded, that nobody was going to push them around. They were going to follow the law and do what's right.